It's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. Ordinarily joined by Jean Boldick of the Weekend Water Cooler to help us out with Kids Q on Friday. She has got the week off this week, so we are joined by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson helping us out today. Guys, how's it going?
Oh, you know I'm excited to be here.
Two in one week.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's pretty good.
I love it.
And it's Friday. It's a nice day. Weekend's coming up. There's a lot going on.
And Gene always gets such good questions. Not to say that my questions are less good than Gene's.
But your questions are less good than Gene's.
Just that Gene's questions are really good.
We're not saying that our questions are worse. We're just saying that Gene's questions are better.
That's fair, yeah. I have heard people try to sell that argument in the past. It does not fly. It does not fly. So
that's because it doesn't have wings.
So we've got a really good question for Kids Q coming up, but I want to ask a supplemental question. I know it's actually the best question. It's terrific. We're gonna get it in a second, but I want to ask like a secondary question before we even get to the actual official Kids Q.
Sammy Davis.
We're just coming out of Avengers Endgame. We're a week out from that. Game of Thrones is airing every single Sunday. What is the statute of limitations on spoilers?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, you think?
What are we talking about here? Are we going to talk about Avengers or are we talking about Game of Thrones?
We're talking about anything. We're talking about just something has come out. How long do you have to give it before you can talk about it?
I think 2 weeks.
I feel like there is a order of operations, not unlike math with PEMDAS, with spoiler limitations. I think movies need to be kept secret for a little while longer than television shows.
Okay. You have the opening weekend, and then you have the second weekend where people are skipping the first weekend because they know it's going to be packed.
Right, right.
So you got to give it, I think, at least 2 weekends before you start doing spoilers. And I don't know what Blake Hodge was just doing.
Blake Hodge just walked into the studio.
Just busted up in here like...
Stood here for like 15 solid seconds with a very, very pointed look and then just turn around.
I wanted to hear the answers.
Oh, you wanted to hear the answers? Okay.
I have strong feelings about it.
Okay, what is your strong feeling?
You have strong and wrong feelings.
We had an issue with this earlier in the week with one Victor Lewis. You mentioned the two very different examples there. If there is a show that is coming on at the same time for
every
the last
week.
10 years.
Yeah.
And you miss that time.
That's your problem.
That's the way it
We're
goes.
We're not if watching Dallas, about... though. It's not just being played on network television.
It's true.
Mankind has had access to the glory of the DVR for quite some time.
We are living in a streaming age where people don't necessarily watch a show right on Sunday
thank
night.
Thank you for understanding
eight,
that. Unlike so Blake Grandpa Hodge.
You know that in that world, you cannot go on the internet the next day. Those are the options.
I wasn't on social media. I was on my friendly neighborhood local news source,
chapelboro.com.
Yeah.
Look, every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every That's day. Great. Thank you for
every day
the
Game of Thrones spoilers.
Yes. I'm just saying, if there's a show at a set time every week, we got to talk about it because otherwise, the next.
I think we can talk
here.
About it without spoilers, though. I don't like I will spoiler alert. Like, I will avoid spoilers if I'm having a conversation. Like, I don't want to spoil the ending, but there are dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Like, I'm that level.
Yeah.
Like, and they and things don't necessarily turn out too well for everyone. But
I like
that's,
to ask.
Yeah.
I do more often than not. But I do feel like movies, 1 or 2 weeks is a good benchmark. Yeah. For TV shows, I definitely want a 1 or 2 day grace period, just in case you didn't get
Wednesday.
Around to it.
Hump day is the day where spoilers can be allowed.
I like the idea of asking. I like the idea of prefacing and not necessarily just assuming, like, you know, it's been out for a week, so I'm gonna very specifically describe in detail every single thing about the sunken place, for instance.
So is this why we're gonna talk about the reason that they filmed Game of Thrones inside of a potato? Apparently, why was it so dark?
Oh, did you see the article on that? The cinematographer says
they were going for realism.
They were
right?
going for no, they were going for film. They were going for like it's a movie and you're watching it
Your
on
TV
a big screen.
Your TV is literally not good enough
that's,
to have
that's
the depth
fine.
What they
black
said.
Necessary.
Yeah.
Okay,
or your living room to
well,
be precise because they filmed it to be in a dark room like you're watching a movie.
Okay, well
so,
here's the problem with that.
People don't.
It's not a movie.
I don't know. It's a cinematic achievement.
One I saw where somebody had said something along the lines of they were going for realism. I'm like, the show has dragons. So realism is kind of out the window. Like,
says you.
We are super in the weeds, but I do want to say this, that it is TV related. Because I splurged recently on a 4K HDR, like blackest black, most advanced TV on the market. And we had to move upstairs and watch it on that TV because it was incomprehensible on our real TV.
It was dark.
Which is not even that old. It's nice. It's a nice TV. It just wasn't nice enough.
I will say, getting back to the spoiler question, this was about 8 years ago now, but I finally got the box set of Twin Peaks, the original Twin Peaks, and I sat down and binged it in one weekend, and this was like 2011 or something like that, so this show had been out for 20 plus years.
I think you're out of the spoiler zone there.
Nobody had spoiled it for me. I had managed to avoid finding out the answer of who killed Laura Palmer, and I appreciated that. I appreciated the fact that 21 years later I could sit down and experience that for the first time without knowing the answer to that question.
Because it's a landmark thing, it being Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is a fairly landmark Mystery Town series. And I feel like the mystery is such a crucial aspect of Twin Peaks that if you're talking to someone about a mystery show, you don't
spoil
about
the mystery. Right.
And like, that's not what Game of Thrones is.
Like, watching Psycho is a very different experience now than it was in 1960, because if you sit down to watch it now, you probably know...
Yeah, and Vince Vaughn might be there.
The big
like,
reveal,
there's all kinds
right?
of things that could go wrong if you watch Psycho now.
All right, is everyone ready for actual Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's Kids Q question. A song you wrote just came on the radio. What's it called? You've got the answer to this one.
I don't have an answer, but I do think it's a really good question. I like the kids' cues that make me think. I had such an immediate answer on Wednesday of Giant Hamburger.
You could call this song Giant Hamburger.
I could call it Giant Hamburger.
You could call it Sammy Davis Eyes as
I
well.
I could.
That's what I was going to go
that's
with.
That's probably what it is. It would probably be Sammy Davis Eyes. That's my theme song. Don't...
That is technically Victor's theme song.
Sure.
Unless you can do a better Sammy Davis impression than Victor, but I don't think that's possible.
I don't have enough gold chains for that.
All right, I've got an answer, and it's Avengers related. You know this because we were talking about it a month or so ago, where I had actually written the lyrics to a song called Not Your Iron Man about a guy who is watching Marvel movies with his significant other and realizes that he's much more like the villain in their relationship than the hero. And it's the chorus is, I am not your Iron Man. And I will say, and this is not a spoiler at all, I was very, very happy to walk out of Avengers Endgame in the knowledge that what happened in Avengers Endgame did not ruin the lyrics that I had already written, which was very, very relieving to me because I like that song. That sucks.
I'm going to have to go for my song that I wrote that's currently on the radio. I'm going to call it 2 week spoiler alert.
2 week spoiler alert.
Nice. That's what kind of song is it?
Well,
is it like a country song?
I'm going to go.
It sounds like
someone. I'm going to do 80s glam rock, probably.
Okay.
And it's to the tone of Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way.
2 week spoiler alert.
Two week spoiler alert.
This is really gonna hurt.
All right. Oh, yeah.
You already know?
Can it be about someone who's quitting their job?
Yes.
Yeah. 2 weeks notice. 2 weeks spoiler alert.
2 weeks spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, honestly, to either of those two questions, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.